Sitka's zoning code only allows for a bed and breakfast to operate in a single dwelling or two-family home. In his written proposal to change that zoning text, resident Tim Fulton wondered if that could change. He proposed that hosting travelers on boats is already a growing niche in the travel market, and as Sitka is short on bed space, this was a great time to get involved. Senior planner Mike Scarselli read a letter on his behalf while Fulton attended the Sitka school board meeting.
I have investors who are interested in part for the contribution it can make to the local economy. Two, I believe that this idea is forthcoming, and right now you have an opportunity to address it in a positive way.
Alaska has two Airbnb listings for moored boats, one on a sailboat in Valdez and another on a three-deck vessel in Homer. In his written proposal, Fulton mentioned how television shows like The Deadliest Catch are fueling fascination with Alaskan fishing. He wrote that spending a night on a boat could be a dream come true for travelers. At the meeting, harbor staff praised the idea for its creativity, but had three big concerns: traffic in the harbor, infrastructure damage, and sanitation concerns. Harbor Master Stan Eliason worried about the environmental impacts should tourists decide to dump sewage overboard. He speculated the department could require boats to pump out once a month, but that would be a lot of work to enforce.
I'm afraid that this could more forward into the other harbor users, such as liveaboards, and onto our regular harbor users, which would create a management nightmare for my department. I just don't have the manpower to do this.
The harbor qualifies as land in the public zone, which means a zone text change would allow Airbnb to operate on all public lands. Planning Commission member Daryl Windsor raised an eyebrow over this detail.
When you say public lands, does that mean this would open it up to someone parking an RV out at the shooting range and renting it out as an Airbnb?
The short answer is yes. And the potential for broad impacts seemed to signal the death knell for this idea. After 15 minutes of deliberation, the commission voted down the proposed change. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.